Colley, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And it's always a joy for me every Wednesday about noon, we're a little bit late this day, but we had some technical difficulties, to talk about the truth of our Blessed Mother. As we talked about in last week's episode, this is an age, a time, a season of the Mother. I mean, from postage stamps to Christmas cards, she's rightfully ubiquitous. And I can't but help remember what Mother Teresa of Calcutta said in our conversation back in 1993. She said, "No Mary, no Jesus. Without our Blessed Mother, we don't have Christmas." I mean, we could say, "No Mary, no Christmas." This is how quintessential Mary is in this season. As we talk about things like our salvation and our redemption, and that the Messiah is coming, and this Messiah comes to save, that happens through Mary. So where's the great challenge, my friends, in understanding that if Mary mediates Jesus to the world, if she's the mediatrix that mediates Jesus to the world, that she would continue to mediate created graces to us? She mediates uncreated grace, who is Jesus himself. Is it a great mystery that Mary would continue to feed us, as the Second Vatican Council says, the order of grace, that she would continue to be the mediatrix of all graces? And I want to talk about, in this chat, Our Lady's virginity. Sometimes we get the idea that these are isolated truths of Mary apart from Jesus. It just ain't so, my friends. Mary's virginity is a sign of Jesus's divinity. That is, it's the miracle prophesied by Isaiah 7:14 that, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. That gives testimony to the fact that Jesus is divine. He's not simply the product of human generation. And let's keep in mind the dogma of the church that Mary is virginal, A, before the birth of Jesus, B, during the birth of Jesus, and C, after the birth of Jesus. She's the perpetual virgin. And we see this not only in Scripture in terms, and keep in mind now, Scripture is not the only source of revelation. We have the beauty of sacred tradition. And in fact, Scripture is a written version of tradition, properly understood. But we have this truth from the fathers of the church, St. Jerome, St. Augustine, such strong defenders of Mary's perpetual virginity. And even Pope Leo I, Pope Leo the Great, in the middle of the 5th century, who testifies specifically to Mary's virginitas in part two, that while giving birth to Jesus, Mary retained miraculously her physical virginity. This is indeed part of the dogma. It's part of what Catholics believe. And as Pope Leo, who again is a pope, so we're talking about magisterium even back then, puts it, that Mary gives birth to Jesus in the same way she conceives Jesus, in a virginal fashion. And this again all redounds back to our sweet Lord. It all redounds back to the fact that when God enters human history, he's going to enter human history through an immaculate channel. And because Jesus is not the product of human generation, Mary's going to be virginal. So if you deny the virginity of Mary, you're really casting dispersions on the divinity of Jesus. And that's why, my friends, we want to think of this stuff as family. The faith is family. We have a mother. We have a father. We have a Savior, and they don't compete with each other. We're all pretty clear that the Trinity is infinite and is divine. Mary's not a member of the Trinity. We're all pretty clear on that. Okay. Having said that, let's see how the Trinity has sought to use Mary in the role of salvation. That's why her role as co-redemptrix is completely the product of her saying yes to bring the Savior to the world. Cardinal Schönborn says clearly that as soon as she says, yes, she is the co-redemptrix, this is also classic Catholic Mariological teaching. It's also confirmed in the Church-approved apparitions of the Lady of All Nations. And Mary says, yes, she becomes the co-redemptrix, because co-redemptrix means the woman with the Redeemer. What man or woman could say they were closer to the Redeemer and the work of redemption than Mary? And so in that Christmas song, what it says, this was a question I got last week. And again, because I'm not so internet savvy here. I can't read the questions as they come in. So if you have a question during one of our chats, I promise we'll get to you next week. So last week, someone wrote in, you know, did Mary know she was the mother of God? And the answer is yes. And sometimes it's that question is brought forward because of the song, Mary, Did You Know? The answer is yes, Mary knew. Gabriel says the child will be born to you will be called Son of God. God doesn't use women without women having a proper knowledge of what they're getting into. Mary knew that she was to be the mother of the Savior. Mary knew the Isaiah passage about how much suffering the Savior would endure. Mary knew and said yes. That's why she's the mother of God, and that's why she's the co-redemptrix. So Mary's the perpetual virgin because her yes was always a yes to God, and her gift of body was always a gift of body directly to God. It's not a denial of sexuality. It's a beautiful affirmation of the gift of the body where Mary and all priests and religious, at least in the Latin Rite, are giving that gift back to God. It's a beautiful gift. Virginity is a beautiful yes to God when it's offered to him. So, my friends, I wish you the most heartfelt Christmas blessings and greetings. And remember, celebrate the mother this Christmas. Don't have a comparison battle between Jesus and Mary. That would make them sad. Just accept them both because God the Father wanted you to have both of them. Jesus, our Savior, Mary as our spiritual mother. That's why Jesus from Calvary says those eternal words, behold your mother. So let's celebrate Christmas with full hearts and really as people. Let's celebrate the mother. Let's thank the mother for her yes. Let's not take it for granted. And let's do what we can to help other people to understand Mary's role as the mother of Jesus and as our spiritual mother. If you feel disposed to join in the movement, encouraging Pope Francis to solemnly define Mary as our spiritual mother, you can go to Crown Mary and add your signature. We send them off every couple months to the Holy Father. I ask you to pray for the definition of Mary as our spiritual mother. So all Christians, wouldn't it be a glorious thing that, you know, NBC and CNN and Fox News and BBC are all reporting a proclamation by Pope Francis that Mary is our spiritual mother. Wouldn't that be a tremendous way to enter this dialogue? And again, I'm not anticipating this. This is not a fake news thing. It's simply saying, can we see the beauty of what would happen if the Pope would solemnly declare Mary as our spiritual mother? So the world would have to discuss it, and the truth would be known, and the truth pleases Jesus. So to all of you, have an extremely blessed Christmas. Again, we have our chat about noon every Wednesday Eastern time. You're always welcome to join in, and if you want to send questions, you can send it, you know, at this address during at our Facebook Live, or you can send it to mary@motherofallpeoples.com. And we'd love to have you join our chat. So once again, have an extremely blessed Christmas. And remember, we always get those beautiful graces of Jesus through Our Lady, not only this Christmas, but in the avenues and the channels of our soul. So let's always be open to the Mother's intercession to bring us the fullness of Jesus. Thank you. God bless.